This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday, we talked with Iowa Deputy Ag Secretary Grant Menke about his recent trip to Columbia and how he used the opportunity to showcase Iowa goods. Not to be outdone by his deputy, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy has also made a recent trade trip across the pond to Great Britain. And it's a market that's in a lot of flux for various reasons. We'll talk with the secretary right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy recently sat down with us to talk about his trade trip to the United Kingdom, and he says it was a great opportunity to bookend his visit with UK Farming Minister Mark Spencer after he visited Iowa a few weeks ago.
I was happy to be able to go. I traveled with some colleagues from, Arizona, Indiana, Tennessee, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. And we visited and were guests of the British government, and they had organized this trip for us. We got on some farms. We visited kind of their equivalent of Plum Island, in terms of the animal health side of things. We met with some startup companies, and then we had a chance to visit with ag leadership, both farm organization, but also with the government as well. In fact, we'd had UK Farming Minister Mark Spencer had been in Iowa just a couple of weeks prior to me traveling. He was in for World Food Prize. We had a chance to do kind of a similar visit for him in Iowa. It was really nice to bookend that experience with Minister Spencer, to be able to visit with him then in London, just a couple weeks later.
While the UK may not be our biggest customer, it's still wise to diversify our portfolio and do it with old friends. Secretary Nagy also talked about some of the technology being developed in the UK that could get a practical trial in the fields of Iowa.
There are opportunities here. Big picture is we ought to be thinking about diversifying our trade portfolio, right? We don't want to over-rely on any one market or country. We can see in the past how that can be problematic. And so we should always be thinking about expanding our trade portfolio, especially with close allies. We should be doing more business with our friends. Now, this is not a huge commodity market for us. There are some soybeans that go. There's some certainly ethanol, and we think there's an upside for ethanol. Equipment, chemicals, those are already things that we are sending to the UK. I'm probably the most interested in some of the ag tech opportunities, as in you've got startups in the UK, might have some really good ideas, but they don't have agriculture at scale. And we could potentially bring that kind of technology here and have folks put a footprint down in the state of Iowa and access U.S. agriculture. So from an economic development standpoint, a lot of promise.
Also, Brexit has provided us a new opportunity to renegotiate trade with an old friend.
Frankly, let's go to the base level, which is what we really should have is science-based regulatory approaches, right? That's what we want to have, as we have in the United States largely. And we would encourage our trading partners to see things similarly. And so sometimes it's a matter of just pulling back the curtain a little bit on, well, this is how I think there's some perceptions about U.S. agriculture and things that we do that just aren't accurate.
We have more comments from Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy at iowaagnet.com. Our full conversation will be in tomorrow's edition of AM PM. I'm Dustin Huffman.